Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There'll probably be some free agent activity before it's all said and done, before the draft, and then there'll be the draft that will add pieces, and then there'll be after the draft where some movement occurs. So there, I think the problems were challenging on the front end. No one wavered. We really resourced all of the brain power within the building. I think I'm very fired up about the individuals that have come in the building since the league year started, and that are all about pushing us forward into 2024, because we have exciting things to do and big goals to accomplish.
That was Mike McDaniel. I can't get enough of Mike, man. I like it. I like Mike. I want Mike. I want this to work out. I want Mike McDaniel to be here and call plays. And whatever he's doing for this change in attitude and change in everything that we still need to get to. 11 wins and not win a playoff game. Nope, that's not good enough. No. But I'd love to be Mike McDaniel, be the head coach, to get things turned around and win a playoff game. I know it's supposed to be about the Super Bowl. And by the way, you know what's so funny, Woody? I wanted to say this. I just watched. So Jerry Jones, Sunday, he was the story, right? They haven't been. Then I saw they switch over to the Bills, who, like, hey, you guys have had these great teams and you haven't made it to a Super Bowl. And then there's the other group going, wow, at least these guys are always in the playoffs and winning a few games in the playoffs before coming up short to Cincinnati and Kansas City and some really competitive, what's been really good games. But, yeah, man, if you don't get there and you don't win at all, everybody's going to be talking about Kansas City. That's where you're trying to get to. But right now, we got one ugly stat, one ugly number that we have to get rid of. It's the ugliest number in sports. It really is. The longest drought without winning a playoff game in the NFL. And we talked about all the bad teams, and there for a while was always the same teams. Detroit, Cleveland. Cleveland, Detroit. If you want to throw anybody else in there, go ahead. But they were bad, right? And bad, and then you know they were bad the next year, and you're going, oh, my God, and they're whiffing on quarterbacks and picks. But this thing which Detroit owned for a long time till they got real good and won games. And hell, had San Francisco down, should have won that game.
It's almost comical to compare the Dolphins to Detroit, though, right? Because Detroit is like, you talk about like the dumpster of
that's been one of the worst
NFL
organizations.
Franchises. I mean, they're a dumpster of professional sports franchises for a long, long time.
And to your point about turning things around quickly, in 2 years, we barely beat them the year before. But I'll tell you what, after losing all those games, they were the hottest team in football at the end of the year. And everybody goes, hey, next year. And sure enough, they're really good last year. They were really good. They honestly should have been in the Super Bowl. Without exaggerating, they should have been. They should have been the Super Bowl. So here we are.
A couple of rough coaching decisions in that one.
Yes, for sure. Here we are, man. It's just weird. It's just weird that we're in this, but
I don't know what people,
like, I want Mike
the national
to be the
perspective
guy.
Is on the Dolphins. That's like the interesting thing to me. I know we're wrapped up in it down here in Miami, but
so I think they think we have a good team. I think they think we
But I'm saying, like, do people look at us like the Lions? Like, do they, you know, if you're in other NFL markets, do you look at the Dolphins as like the worst franchise in all sports?
So I want to tell you why. I mean, you've had a winning record 4 years in a row, which, by the way, I don't want to hear from the team. I'm just saying it. But I don't want to hear them say it, because if you haven't won a playoff game, I don't want to hear, and you haven't won your own division, I don't want to hear about we've had good records. I just don't. I'm over it. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear win the East, win a playoff game. That's you know, I'm a little bit like Mr. Ross. We're getting older, man. I'm running out of time. So I want to see it. But I want Mike McDaniel to be the guy. I'm going to say it again, and it's not easy, right, you know, a month or two and from the season and what happened in Baltimore and home against Buffalo and going to Kansas City. I want Mike McDaniel to be the guy.
Mike McDaniel is the guy, though, Joe, and here's the thing. You can't hold it against him that the franchise has been terrible for 20-something years.
Right, but
that's not his fault. It takes time to start winning.
It's a great – by the way, your point is a very, very good point. I agree with that, but you know what? This has been going on. So Mike has to feel part of what is going on and what has happened with some of the teams before that haven't been able to win. But
At least there's no more dysfunction.
I don't think there is. I agree.
Now, we've been through some interesting, you know, I don't know what you want to call them, situations.
We've had meetings
over there.
We've had meetings where guys stand up and tell the coach how bad he is.
We've had that.
They've had team meetings.
We had the bully thing.
Oh, we could do a top 10 of what we had.
Yeah, that's true.
How about
original Hard Knocks was rough for us the first time
around. We've had some rough GM head coaching relationships.
Yeah.
And I had a great seat for some of that. That stuff was. We've had a wife sit on the bench on the sideline because she refused to go up and sit in the GM box. That was a weird one. I mean, we've had stuff that really hasn't gone. Now we've had two wives on the team plane sitting in first class next to their husbands, not talk to each other. I don't want to say their names. You want to guess for tickets? No, I'm just kidding. we've had some this. and by the way, Mike's not like that. Mike has embraced Chris Greer. Chris Greer, so at least that thing with those two has been really good. I think there's mutual respect from the 2 years that Mike's been here and watching what Chris does. And listen, they're going for it because the owner signed off on, I want to go for it. Go for it now. If you got to make a trade, we've done it. But we got to get to the next level, man. And I hope Mike McDaniel is the guy to get us the next level. I don't want another coach, and you may have another guy, and you might want a guy that's a little bit of a hard ass, or you want a guy that's he's not perfect. He makes mistakes. You know, when you call plays, you're basically offensive coordinator and the head coach. So he's done some play calling. I know the fades down, you know, in the corner of the end zone drive people nuts, you know, with Tyreek Hill. And you want to run the ball better between the tackles on third and one. I get it, man. And nobody's ever going to call a perfect game. It's just where you like every call, right? And, hey, he hasn't run the ball. We ran for 100 yards. He hasn't run the last two series. Okay. All right. I'm guessing, but overall, as a play caller for creativity and getting the most out of your speedsters, your four guys that he wanted to have the fastest team, he wanted the track team, and he used it. Again, I think for a combo guy, he's really, really good. I do. I like his style. I like it. I like it. I would have loved to have played for it, but I don't have a problem with that all positive, all in stuff. I'm okay with that. Woody, how do you feel as a younger guy than me, right? You'd like that, right?
I like everything about Mike McDaniel. I think he's the guy. And again, I don't think he should be penalized because the franchise has been crap for the last 20 years.
But he is connected to it.
No, he's not. He's not connected to it. I mean, it should be a fresh start when a guy, you know, when a coach comes in. And, you know, unfortunately, there's some people that are in place that people, I guess, tend to not like. By the way, now you got people texting in all the some of the dysfunctional moments. We got the stripper story. Was it the O-line coach?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That was bad.
And by the way, that guy's one of the best offensive line coaches. He's an offensive line coach for the 49ers. He's really good.
Yeah, and it's kind of
tough
to keep a guy.
One of my favorite guys that I ever got up at 4 in the morning to have coffee with on the West Coast, or 3.
I'm not surprised he was up so early.
No. If that was going on, I didn't notice. As a guy that's tried that myself, I'd never tried it once.
It's a tough situation there.
That's a good one, by the way. but the stuff on the plane, like, and this is kind of before Garfinkel, Tom got here, because I remember standing to the old president of the team, and he grabs me and he goes, "Do you have any idea what's going on up there?" I go, "Nobody'd ever believe it. Nobody'd ever believe it." You know who the two guys are, right? Without saying their names. Because I don't want to get into Ireland stuff. You have
told me these stories. Yeah, yes.
Those are just classic, bro. Those are classic.
Let's see, a couple more texts coming in here. Kendall Toyota text line, Joe. I have to go back to that. I feel like the Texans, you can't just keep throwing this out at us. Like, you know, I'm glad you feel it takes time to turn a franchise around, just like the Texans last year, right? The Texans are a unique situation.
They did a great job.
They did a tremendous job. But that's so unlikely to happen.
Well, let's just
Carolina look. Tried, failed miserably.
So you know what's ironic about this whole thing? They hired two guys from San Francisco.
Yeah.
We hired a guy from San Francisco. People don't realize that their head coach was a defensive coordinator for the 49ers, and the guy calling plays was a coach under Shanahan offensively with Mike. So they got that, but they hit the jackpot on the quarterback. I'm not even going to argue that. They were showing the throws he's making. By the way, when we start talking about guys that make unbelievable throws down the field, because C.J. Stroud throws the ball down the field, and guys also running open, and he is good.
Probably why you could take a stab at the mid to late round quarterback here. All right, 720 says, living in Denver, and people don't look at the Dolphins like the Lions. Dolphins always going to be a top 10 popular team. Says you never see Lions or Cleveland gear. By the way, Cleveland, talk about a joke of a franchise. They have tried everything over there. They gave the Massage King, what would they give him? How much was it, $250?
Whatever, it's all guaranteed. Yeah.
And he stinks.
By the way, how bad is that thing so far? This kind of a big year. They've loaded up at the wide receiver. They got the Alabama wide receivers now. Actually, all three of their wide receivers are South Florida guys now. Crazy.
Blowing a 3-game lead in the division wasn't 25 years ago. Yeah, I got you.
No, that was.
I know, that stung.
No, Lamar, Josh, and Patrick.
Texas says there's been more positive in the last 2 years than there's been in the last 15 years. That's true, too.
By the way, we're just and I know the fans don't know all the dysfunction. We've had in past years some really bad dysfunction that we just don't have right now. We don't. And we have people here that were part of the dysfunction, but Mike,
if you blocked out everything that happened prior to Mike McDaniel, you just looked at Mike McDaniel's body of work. His body of work's pretty good. Right?
Yes.
You got Tua to play at a high level, which is number one accomplishment. And you've had a couple of decent seasons.
Mike has brought the organization and his vibe and what he's about and his culture, I don't want to say it's a Heat culture. No, nobody's that. But Mike has done, and it works. You know how many veteran guys have said, you know, I had a crummy game or had a crummy play in a key situation, and I thought for sure I was going to, you know, get blasted. So they critique me, and then he tells me, I know you can do better. I'm like, and they said, man, that really means a lot. I go, oh, so you didn't have to go through that. You couldn't sleep the next day on your day off because you were thinking about what the coach was going to say when you went in there? Hey, Woody, we got to go to break, man. We got a lot of stuff to
you
get
and,
to.
What was it, Forster? That was his name, right?
Yeah, Forster.
3:30 a.m.
Now, I got to tell you.
Who talks more at 3:30 a.m.? You were Forster. Oh,
I got to tell you, man.
Been interesting.
I'm a big Chris fan. When I found that out when we got to Southern California and found out what was going on, I was when that broke, I was shocked because the guy's really a good coach. He's so good. I think he's going to rehab, and they had him as they had him already on the 49er. Coaching staff.
He can do whatever he wants on his free time. It's just kind of an issue when it comes
It was a bad look. I mean, it was definitely like, hey.
You're out there representing the franchise.
You need to get some help.
Look.
Yeah, you need some help. And by the way, we got to win games right now. So.
We've been a turnstile for coaches and players under Greer. Got to ride it out with McDaniel, man. I don't. You can't keep changing coaches.
Nope.
Just can't keep doing it. We've had every type of coach. You can't keep doing it. Someone's to take tank for Penix.
Have we been getting
Everyone
that?
Loves this guy, Penix.
I was going to ask you, is it one guy or we got a lot of people? A lot of people do like Lefty. Yeah. By the way, some of his highlights are unbelievable. Then the last game, he didn't look.
Yeah.
But he looked good the game before. Oh, my God.
Someone made the point earlier that the Dolphins do like injured left-handed quarterbacks. So.
I think it's fair to say, though, the 21st pick in the NFL draft this year, they're not going to be calling out a quarterback. We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get you a stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Market opens up in a few minutes here. The Dow futures up 25 points, S&P futures up 9 points. Best of luck to all players. Joe, we got some breaking news here in the NFL.
How about this? The kickoff format, the owners' meetings up in Orlando. The kickoff format is completely different, man. We are getting more returns into play. You're going to see a lot more kickoff returns. It's going to be back, and high-speed collisions will be down. So it's going to be, we talked about this a few days ago. You want to say gimmicky or not, Woody, the land in certain areas, and if it goes too far, the ball goes to the 40, and you can call for an onside kick on fourth down that will change. I mean, it's they're trying everything. Apparently, the league thought it was important enough to make some adjustments. Special teams coordinators were behind designing this, and the rules committee and the safety committee decided to approve it. So good to see. It's just gonna look a lot different than you're used to. So I'm kind of curious to see what it's going to look like. But we're going to have more returns. They're hoping to get more offense out of it. And if the kicker doesn't kick it where he's supposed to, you could get better field position. Just to give you a quick one. But it is old traditional kickoff return. It's going to look a lot different. Guys going to be a lot closer to each other. Have to stand in a certain area till the ball's caught. So all that. Of kickoff only, not punt return, but kickoff and kickoff return. So the league, man, never stand still on things, Woody. And by the way, everything's got one theme to it: safety. Want to do what's best. So it's about getting better field position. This kickoff return's about better field position for more scoring, shorter field for more scoring.
Yeah, there you go, more scoring. I don't know about safety.
No, but safety is the one. High-speed collision is part of this. That used to be the worst one. And you know,
well, they were worried about it. They can just have these guys keep kicking out the back of the end zone.
Well, that's a waste to see if
somebody's another gimmicky catch rule, man.
They actually don't have a lot of gimmicky stuff. They turned down that. Remember that other idea they wanted for going for two?
Yeah, the fourth down thing. Right, it was that instead of the onside kick,
onside
right?
Onside kick, yeah. Exactly. Excuse me.
You got right. A fourth and what was it? Fourth and 15 or 20 or something?
Yeah, they're going to do that.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Tried to get the percentages close, but
I mean, you still got those long extra points now, right?
Love that.
It's okay.
You don't like it?
It's okay.
So you want kicker like high school?
I just don't like missed extra points. It's like frustrating.
You got these guys making $3-4 million a year now.
I understand.
They can make
it.
They can make that short field goal.
Some of them
please don't.
Don't.
That's one of the greatest things that they've done is make these guys actually stay around to make sure they're not, because a lot of guys miss one or two or three of these. That should be the one thing you never mention out of your mouth is the extra point, moving it back. If the best kickers in the world, they're not high school kickers. It's not an American Heritage St. Thomas game or Central Northwestern where you're kicking it. That's an automatic shot. So, anyway, Woody, I'm sorry.
They got a very interesting video Schefter just put out. It says, here's what the new NFL kickoff will look like this season, and it's an XFL kick.
Yes.
It's exactly what the XFL did.
Which is kind of weird.
By the way, you don't want to be stealing from the XFL.
I was going to say, how weird is it the NFL's taking something from off-season football?
I think the best thing the XFL ever did was from the original one where they put the ball at the 50-yard line and they just had the two guys
run
and just like crash into each other. Yeah, why don't we do that?
I'm guessing.
Since we're all about player safety.
Our luck would be the two guys collide, get a head concussion, both knocked out there before either one of them grabs the ball. So that probably wouldn't be a great idea. Yeah, so we got two things, man. The kickoff format is going to be completely different. And we got the swivel hip drop tackle. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're not wasting their time up there. And I believe Chris Greer, the general manager for the Dolphins, is going to be talking. And we'll see what he talks about.
We're going to have to play that stuff tomorrow.
No, listen,
you know
Chris,
it's going to be all
Chris
nonsense.
Chris is going to be pretty generic. Well, why would he show his hand? What's he going to tell you? Who he's going to take? How much he's going to spend? Yeah.
Does he even know who he's going to take at this point?
Must have a board together by now, no? They got a month, but should have a board together, no or no?
I don't know. Free agency might have caught him by surprise. I don't know.
He had no money. He doesn't want to come out and go, hey, by the way, before this starts, we have no money. Get a lot of players This is not a big year. Well, I don't know. By the way, the number's been screaming. We were, what, first or second worst cap position on everybody?
Hey, someone made set the text in it, and I don't agree with this, by the way. He said, you know, Greer would pin another failure season on McDaniel. McDaniel will be out while Greer stays. That will never happen.
No.
Right?
Nope.
I know they like Chris Greer, but McDaniel is not the problem.
Nope. That guy should get a lot of credit for a head coach for cleaned
he
a lot of –
turned Greer's pick, a quarterback, into a decent player. So,
look at Austin Jackson. The thing was looking like it was – it didn't work at left guard or left tackle. But let's say this. Mike McDaniel is not the problem. It drives me nuts when I hear people like – I get – look, I don't like all the calls. Like, we second guess. That's what you do. All coordinators or all guys that are play callers are going to get calls, certain calls, they don't work. Mike knows that.
But it's mostly, I think it's personal with him, right? You don't like Mike McDaniel, the person. You don't like the way he is. And we got that from the day he was hired.
You think that's what people don't like?
Yes, I do. We got that from the day he was hired. He's not a football guy. He's a nerd. He's this and that. I think there are people that have their mind made up that from day one that he's not a football coach. And you know you have that group of people out there that refuse to believe.
I think you got to change with some of the players. We've tried a lot of different styles. We tried defensive, offensive, tough. And they've all come from good programs, right? Everybody's come from a good organization that's had success. But I thought this is a good one, man. And his partner, Katie's one of my favorite people. Katie McDaniel. And I haven't done well with wives. Coaches' wives I have not done well with for some reason. It's shocking. I can never figure that out.
That have to do with the interactions on the airplane?
No, nobody talks on the plane.
No?
No. Buses. Mm. Buses. That's our thing.
Greer can do what he wants. He's untouchable for some unknown reason.
Chris Greer is very tight, and the owner listen, you're right, yes. Owner does like Chris Greer a lot.
I just don't understand why do people like Chris Greer. He makes the same mistakes over and over again. And I'm not saying this is Chris Greer, by the way, but doesn't everyone have someone like that they work with that's just they suck at their job, but they're really, really nice, so everyone likes them? Everyone's got that person, right?
I think we see that in corporate America, yeah. Great survivors.
Yeah. It's hard to coach when you can't run a real practice. That's nice. Why do you guys come on here and continue to blame Chris Greer? It's Chris's fault. 7 of 11 starters were out on defense in a playoff game. Did the Dolphins have a Super Bowl roster last year or not? There you go, Joe. Injuries.
That's all right. It's fair. There's some injuries in there. But I got to tell you, man.
It's kind of old, though.
Yeah, we're getting old. Like, we need to. Look, I don't know about you, but it bothers me that we haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. It must really bother the GM. It should. I wake up sometimes at 1 o'clock with a lot of things on my mind. His ass should be waking up at 1 o'clock with a lot of things on his mind, too. And by the way, he did a pretty good job putting that roster together. That roster was pretty damn good. That's the best roster we've had last year. And I know what happened, so don't feel like you have to send something. But that roster that we put together last year was one of the best we've had in a long, 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 long time. Since
you can say it was the best.
Was.
Not one of the best. It was, no, not the best ever, but last, I don't know, 20 years.
No, you're right. I agree. I agree with you, Woody. So
I never remember in my lifetime, and I've been a Dolphin fan for a long time, Joe, ever thinking we could reach a Super Bowl, and that team last year sucked me in.
Me too. I think I really started when I started with two things. We're amazingly healthy, and we had a really good record. I don't know when that was before. Was it Jets game maybe that it started? Yeah, I don't know. Open my big mouth. All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot more to get to. Adam Beasley is in Orlando. We'll talk to him a little bit about Mike from yesterday. We got a great, by the way, this is just a lot of fun what we have coming up tonight. This is going to be great for everybody. With both the Panthers and Heat back home, the Heat taking on the Golden State Warriors and the Panthers and the Boston Bruins, both with 97 points. And, of course, the Heat with 39-32 record, trying to get to that sixth spot, man. We want to get away from play-in. We're not for play-in. No play-in 2 years in a row. I'm out of the play-in thing. Hey, Adam's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.